Andre, after the game, after the game, some of the guys talked about just the culture of this team. Can you talk about what it's been like being a part of this team this year and with the staff?
It was different, you know, for me, because I wasn't here the whole offseason. And then when I came in for camp, you know, you had to learn new things. You know, Coach O'Brien did things different from Coach Kubiak. And when you've done things a certain way for so long, you know, staying in the hotel for training camp, which I hated, it was, you know, you're just kind of like, man, like, you know, I'm going back to these dumb Capers years, you know, because it was kind of the same. And but when you go through it and, you know, you step out and look at it, you know, you see how close, you know, it made the team, you know, where guys are, you know, all the guys are in the hotel together, you know, during camp and stuff like that. And, you know, Fitz comes out in the hallway and goes through his cadence loud and wakes everybody up. So, when you look back on it, it was a lot of fun. You know, it was a lot of fun. It was different, but it was a lot of fun. And I think it, you know, helped everybody buy in to what was going on around here.
Andre, how difficult was it for you personally to adjust to four different quarterbacks?
I didn't get to play with Tom, with Savage. But I think with Fitz, it was a little different. You know, I think me missing the time in the offseason, I think that hurt me a lot. You know, earlier during the season, you know, just trying to get on the same page and stuff like that. But when Malik came in, you know, we kind of worked a lot, you know, after practice and stuff like that. So we was able to, you know, kind of get some timing and stuff down. But with Case, I'm pretty familiar with him, you know. I played a lot with Case. So, you know, you can kind of, I don't know, I guess when, you know, he came in, I had some guys telling me that, you know, you can tell you guys are pretty familiar with each other because you can kind of anticipate his throws. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's difficult, but, you know, you have to go out there and play the game. So you just try to make the best of the opportunities.
Andre, just 7 months ago, you were at the Women's Center, and you said you didn't know if this was a place for you. Has that stuff been resolved? I mean, do you feel like this is still the place for you? And 9-7, you guys are moving this forward like you know a team has to be a Super Bowl contender?
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said earlier, I think the coaches have came in and did a great job. You know, me and Coach O'Brien had a lot of conversations and stuff during the offseason. And, you know, the biggest thing for me was to give him a chance. And I did. And, you know, I like where it's headed. I think it's headed in the right direction. I think, you know, all things are pointing, you know, very positive. And, you know, we'll just see what happens.
Andre, do you wish you could have gone back to the offseason and done things differently?
Do I wish?
Yeah. If you could go back and do it over.
I can't change that. I mean, what's done is done. I don't know. I mean, it's happened. I mean, sometimes you do things and sometimes you wish you can do it over. But, I mean, it's happened. I mean, you can't change anything about that. Well, I think he showed that he can play. I think he has a lot of talent. You know, he's been kind of moving here and there. But I think, you know, if he's able to get settled in one system and he's there and he can learn it, you know, I think Case can be a hell of a player.
Andre, is J.J. Watt an MVP? I mean, after all the years you put in and all the guys you've seen, does he feel like he could be the MVP of this league?
I'm mad at you for asking that question. If he doesn't win the MVP, the NFL is out of their mind.